Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP's the abbreviation. What's happening?
Danielle's friend confided a secret in her. And Danielle's not sure it should stay a secret.
Oh. Danielle?
Yay!
Wow, you sound chipper for somebody holding the burden like
She's
that.
She's like, woohoo, I got a secret.
I'm excited to talk to y'all.
Oh, yay!
Oh, that's cute.
Love it. What's the secret? Are you going to tell us the secret?
Yeah, well, I have to because it's heavy on my heart.
Okay.
Okay, I was having lunch with like one of my close friends the other day, and I brought up about how I was thinking about having kids, you know, but my husband, he's not actually ready for children. So we got to talking, and well, my friend has a one-year-old, and just seeing her baby makes me so jealous. Ugh. And also gives me like, you know, that baby fever.
Yep. Mm. Oh, you got to smell him. Mm-hmm. The baby smell.
God, even as a dude, man, it's a real thing.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It fires up something inside. You're just like, I just want to huff a baby.
There's nothing
you're
like it, yeah.
Take it in.
Baby.
Sorry. That was a good description, though. Keep going, Danielle.
Yeah. Like, I love the new baby smell as well. But, okay, well, as we were talking, she had told me that her husband was also hesitant in, you know, having a baby. So she like came up with this plan to fix his indecisiveness.
Okay.
And yeah. So she confessed to me that she had stopped taking her birth control without telling her husband. Oh. And
she
got pregnant within the next couple of months.
Explained it away with sometimes birth control doesn't work.
Which is true.
But you know that's not what happened in this case.
Right. What did she tell her husband?
Well, basically, he thinks that they had like this miracle child. Like she got pregnant while she was taking her birth control. And he took it as a divine sign that, you know,
it was
this
time.
Was the right timing to start a family.
Oh. Okay.
The issue is she's never even told him the truth, and even plays into like the narrative of this miracle baby when he tells the story about her pregnancy.
This isn't great.
I don't like lies, but I don't know about he gets just damaged if this comes out. Damaged.
I mean, she hinted to me that I should do the same thing. Like, I mean, I don't lie to my husband.
Okay, well, so, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and say don't.
I just can't believe that she's lying to her husband about this. Like, I feel like his life is just built on this humongous lie.
And, his life is absolutely built on a lie. 100%.
Right. And I mean, I don't want to take the joy away from it, but I'm like wondering, should I tell him the truth? Am I overreacting? Like, is this, maybe it's a thing. It's a thing that she did.
It's a thing that women have done, for sure.
But you know, is it a thing? I've never.
I think it is a thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's a thing more often. I like, listen. Oh, God. I've had relationships that were fizzling out, and it was obvious, and we're having discussions like, I don't know, should we, like, oh, pregnancy scare.
No.
100%.
I hate that.
And they didn't come to fruition.
Right. But rebonds you for a bit.
Uh-huh. Because then all of a sudden, as a guy, you're like, well, I guess I was wrong. This is the one. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. You start not having the arguments that you were having anymore. Instead, correct, you're focusing on...
you're not looking at the things that are wrong with her. You're looking at everything that's right. You're like, yeah, okay, we got to buckle down. And this guy, I don't think he was going to leave her. You're not saying that, but
no,
he wasn't going to have a kid yet.
He wasn't ready. You know, it just wasn't, he didn't think it was a good time. And I honestly feel awful keeping this secret.
I'm torn on this. Look, what she did was wrong. 100%.
She
but
said
is there ever actually a good time? Are you ever like, you know what? No. Today's the day. No. I'm ready. No. Like,
I think a lot of people think they're wait. Like, I got to have this amount of money in the bank. We got this size of a house. We got to live in this school district. Blah, blah, blah. I would tell anybody, if you think you really want a kid, it sorts itself out. It does more than you realize. It's so dumb. Some of the poorest people I've ever met in my life are great parents. Their kids turned out great. Some of the richest people I've ever known are terrible parents. They had all their ducks in a row. That's not what makes you a good parent. Like, having your ducks in a row is not what makes you a good parent. So
yes, she lied, but she also showed him that, like,
look, you can do this.
You figure it out.
But he thinks God did it. That's
maybe
the thing.
Maybe
hold on.
God did.
303-222-5423. You can text or call. I don't know that it's Danielle's place to say, but also, this dude's walking around thinking.
But what's going to happen if Danielle were to tell him? Is he going to get upset and leave his daughter? We don't want that to happen.
I don't think he's going to.
So, and we don't want her to feel like she was an accident. So this might be.
Did you say it was a girl or?
I might have assumed. I don't know.
There seems to be some.
Aaron might know something we don't know.
I agree with you, Aaron.
And I am one all for honesty, but this is one where I think it's best to sit out.
Like, at this point,
yeah,
it's like, this is not the time.
This is like, it's not like, but it's like when you've had an affair and you go, I think I'm going to tell my wife. And it was 2 years ago, but I slept with somebody else. And everybody will come forward and go, hey, man, the only thing you're going to do right now is assuage your guilt.
Yes.
You got to marinate in that, you piece of hell, because you did something bad and you want to make yourself feel better by getting it off your chest. Do not destroy her life. If you're never going to do it again, then live in that stench.
Gosh.
This stench.
That's when I
has
like,
to stay with your friend, Daniel. Oh, I don't know. I mean,
Daniel, did you tell her in the moment, like, hey, that's like not cool?
if my face could have been red, she's seen it. Like, I gave her the face, like, what?
You would
know,
you?
It's just, I don't want to lose my friendship, but.
Yeah, I think if I didn't do it in the moment, maybe.
You have some friends that are ride or die. If they confess this to you, it's because you're their ride or die.
But I think I would be willing to go, that's really uncool. You should deal with that in therapy, but I'm here for you. But like, I just think that maybe the friend needs a bit more guilt than going around and telling other women to do the same.
She's trying to unburden herself, I think, though.
Oh,
a little bit. She's like,
well, if everyone else does it.
Yeah.
Is she, or is she thinking kind of like what Aaron was saying, like, it worked. Like, and he's happy and we're happy and the timing, wait, and hey, and what, what's
the worst part is, let's pretend this woman listens to our show. Tiak and I often say on this show, sometimes men need that push to get married, to have a kid. We need a little shove. It's like, let me get one more duck over here. And it's like,
we're very duck oriented.
Yes.
And that's not how you should be.
But your friend's plan is awesome. Because it worked.
But it's awful because it's horrifying. Not true. It's not honest.
And this dude's walking around, like walking past churches going, thanks, man. And it's like, that's not what happened.
Ew. Yeah. Okay.
Danielle, thank you for all this information. Hang on right there.
I could never.
That almost makes it even more reason to not tell. If he's like almost found a relationship with a higher power through this, like he's going to take it, not just his whole worldview is going to be shattered.
Right. In this case, like Aaron's over there going ride the lie. And I'm like, yeah, maybe.
Because it's not just your family. It's like everything you now are believing in is.
We're going to fire up the VD. I would love for other women who've done this.
Yeah.
If you're willing to say that you've done this, you pulled the goalie and you didn't tell. Or I just think it's more rampant than you think.
I agree. Because men do need a little kick in the butt.
This is not a kick in the butt. This is a shove off the Grand Canyon. You know what I'm saying? This is totally different. Yeah. This is not a nudge.
But into soft
into
water.
Into an incredible life.
Exactly.
He's got a family
so
now.
So you're welcome. I would never. But you're welcome.
Dane, call me!
No.
Okay. Should she rat out her friend for intentionally getting pregnant behind her husband's back? I'm just looking at the logistics, but she was probably still in front of me.
Okay.
303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Danielle. Her problem's not really her problem.
Well,
her friend confided in her that, like, she's wanting to get pregnant and her man's not on board or whatever. And her friend's like, oh, just do what I did. Just pull the goalie, get pregnant.
Yeah. The problem is that friend has a baby and the dad still doesn't know that she just pulled the goalie without his consent.
He thinks it's like a miracle.
That word consent is actually where it gets dicey.
He believes it's like, we got pregnant in spite of obstacles, which means...
Well, and what do you do at your doctor's appointment at the ultrasound? It's like, oh, there's the baby. Shouldn't the IUD be there? Where's that?
I think it was pill.
Oh, it was a pill?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Now you know what I'm on.
I'm like, no. We do have an interesting text that says, don't tell, he'll still be a father even if he knows. And still pretty miracle. Usually takes months or longer after stopping birth control, which is not untrue.
But he believes with every fiber of his being that she was on it.
But it sounds like she only went off it right away. I don't know.
All right, let's start talking to people.
Yeah.
And what I really wanted was people who've done this, because I'm not trying to be rude, but I just think
it's
this
more
is
common
an age-old concept. Women have done this.
Yeah, lots of texts saying, of course people have done this.
Alyssa?
Hi.
What do you think?
I think she should keep it to herself. And I think it's a true friend would not go behind her friend's back and share the secrets. Just keep it to herself.
I don't
think
she's going to do it behind her back. She's going, you tell him or I will.
I feel like I would be disappointed in my friend. So, like, does the
betraying.
Friendship still exist?
I mean, she
yes.
did. She did tell her a secret, but it's like.
Yeah.
This is not a victimless crime. There's just a guy out there. You guys, if this wasn't about an affair.
But it's also not a crime.
If it's not truthful. His whole life is based on a lie.
That he's happy about. He's happy about
well,
having
I wouldn't
a kid.
Say that.
Well, he's happy to be a father, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Every baby's a miracle, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you. It's so funny that people are like, yeah, keep it to yourself.
Everyone. Every single text.
But if this was an affair?
That, yeah.
Oh, look how that, what?
Yeah. What if he had lied to her?
Hello.
But
hello.
It's not about, it's truly
you can't
for
even
me,
say it with a straight face, Erica.
Not about like woman versus man here. It's like, what is less detrimental to all?
Then the same goes for cheating. It's detrimental.
It's detrimental to stay with someone who's boinking someone else behind your back.
Or someone who pulled the goalie and didn't tell you that the most major decision you ever made in your whole life was not truly your decision.
They made it for you.
Hello.
I don't know that I agree with it. So stop pointing fingers at me.
Sarah?
Yai.
You've done this?
Yeah. So my daughter, when I was younger, I told my now husband that I was on birth control when I wasn't. And I don't think she should tell the friend for the friend, because it really did change the way he looked at me, because one of the most major decisions in our lives I made without him, and just was kind of like, hey, guess what? We're doing this. And it wasn't really fair to him. So it really kind of put a rift in our relationship. And,
Sarah, you came clean? Like, you just, one day you decided to tell?
Yeah, I came clean. I told him, and
while you were kind of pregnant, or
no, that I wasn't on birth control when I got pregnant.
Oh,
but did you tell him after the baby was here? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a couple years old, and then I told him, and it kind of.
How was it rebuilding that trust?
It was hard. We went through a lot of therapy and a lot of down times after that, and you know, it almost didn't work out after that, because you know, that's a really big lie. That's one of the biggest decisions in your life, and he wasn't really a part of it. And I do regret it. I do, but I love my daughter. I don't regret her, but I wish I would have, you know, let him be a part of it.
I mean, I know it's not the same thing, but like, you come home and Dane goes, I bought a house today, and you're like, what?
Yeah, no, I'd be so pissed. Like, I want to pick out the house. Are you kidding?
Correct. And that's something you could sell.
But
she made a person that you can't sell in most countries.
I also would be like, what a relief. This is something we've been talking about and thinking about.
Oh my God, that's so, oh my God.
Well, if he knew what kind of house to get, it'd be fine.
Thank you for the honesty, Sarah. Yeah. Seriously, yeah. Really appreciate it. Pamela?
Yes.
What do you think?
I think she needs to stay in her lane where her friend is concerned, go back to her friend. Tell her to tell her husband, but she has no business approaching him to tell him a damn thing.
Mm-hmm. But maybe she goes to the friend and says, this was wrong. You've got to come clean.
Like, reframe it for her friend.
Right.
And go, do you understand? Frame it with the house reference, like, where it's like,
that didn't go that
well. Do you understand how big of a decision he made that you made? Exactly. For him?
She made the decision for him, but it's not like she was pregnant by another man. She's pregnant by her husband.
As far as we know.
Are we also forgetting that, like, people get accidentally pregnant all the time? Like, this
but
isn't...
she didn't. She I understand that this I mean, lie is sometimes true.
But she has no business approaching her friend's husband.
Yeah.
She needs to go back to her friend. You burdened me with this. Now you go back to your husband and tell him what happened.
God, I love Pamela. We just be on the show when we need honesty. We just need, you can be our little...
Another text. What the wife did was horrible betrayal. Just because it worked out doesn't make it any less, and it could destroy their marriage.
We don't have time to get to all the other colors, but like, even Krista, like...
Yeah, do not come clean. That's what pretty much everybody said, is do not say anything. Which just feels like, hey, everyone's going, the damage is done. It's like, so then she gets away with it?
So he just lives a great life. I mean, let's say it the way you were saying it. He just lives a great life and doesn't know that he was deceived to get there. So,
ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, maybe.
But hack at it. If we flip this and there were a way that womankind were being lied to.
How dare you?
Yes.
I don't know.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.